Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up
to the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
This is what the Chicago Bears need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Chris Surpasso from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks first, Chris, and also ninth. All right, yes. Let's jump into the NFL mock draft database simulator. And Spencer Rattler.
Trade offers, but we're not. Yeah. Let's go Caleb Williams, I think, right?
All right. Yeah. I do love that back in October, November, December, there was conversations about whether Caleb was going to be QB1. I didn't get him then. And everyone is back on Team Ryan Wilson with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams it is. Let's not overthink this thing. Pick 9 gets
interesting. 9 is it? Yeah, for sure. Are you a team that they should go wide receiver or a different spot?
In this mock draft, I think you have to take Joe Alt. I mean, not Joe Alt, excuse me. You have to take Drake May because he's still available in this mock draft simulation. Pull the old Washington 2012 with RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
That'd be pretty awkward.
Oh, right. So the real question is, do you go Dallas Turner? Is Jared Verse still there if you scroll down, Harry, or is he off the board? He might be gone already. Oh, do you go gone. Wide receiver? Are the big wide receivers off the board?
Odunze was gone, which that's the one that you see mostly mocked to them.
Okay,
9.
So that sort of solves your problem there. If Malik Harrison and Odunze are gone, you can't take Brian Thomas Jr. this high, I don't think. I love him. I would
edge.
Run through the streets naked if it took Ladd McConkey at 9. I love Ladd McConkey, but that would be hysterical.
Me too.
Joe Alt is interesting. Tough.
They've addressed offensive tackle relatively.
Yeah, they had Darnell
heavily
Wright last
year. Couple years. Yeah,
they have Braxton Jones. I get that. I'm leaning towards Dallas Turner. I don't want to overcomplicate it, but I'll if you have some thoughts on it, we can do those.
No, I think that would make sense. You have Montez Sweat, who's the big towering edge rusher. You get the smaller but still very long Dallas Turner. Had one of the longest wingspans, which I thought was crazy among the edge rushers at like 6'2" or not even 6'3", 250 pounds. Maybe not someone that's going to be a 70 pressure, 12 sack guy as a rookie, but down the road, as you're kind of building this team up in the Caleb Williams era in 2025 and beyond, I think Dallas Turner could ultimately be one of the most explosive and more dynamic edge rushers from this class.
Yeah, Jared Verse is my edge one. Dallas Turner's my edge 1A. It's half a dozen of one. By the way, Drake May, if this happens in real life, he's sitting here at 9, and it's not outside the realm of possibility. Will Levis fell to the 33rd pick. Two things. Either the Bears are going to have a ton of trade offers or the Bears are going to have zero trade offers because teams know something about Drake May.
Yeah, really.
We don't. I'm not saying this specifically about Drake May. It could be any quarterback that's sitting here at 3 and you start to have questions, J.J. McCarthy, whomever. But that's just something to think about. While it seems weird for our purposes here because we've been trained to think that Drake May is going to go top 3, one of these quarterbacks could end up slipping. All right, Dallas Turner it is.
Yes.
Which is chalk, as the kids say, in terms of the
just
picks
about.
Here.
Especially if, like you said, if Roma Dunze is gone, if Jared Verse is gone, it probably they'll lean Dallas Turner. That's probably how they have their board stacked.
All right. So we have Malachi Corley, who feels like a fun option for Caleb Williams.
Let's check receivers beyond Malachi Corley.
Tremaine Burton's a deep threat. Jalen McMillan, your guy, Javon Baker. Who else? Scroll down a little bit. Sometimes there's some guys hidden down there. all right, Malik and Johnny, those guys are going to last a little longer. Brendan Rice, too. All right. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking here?
Well, I'm thinking with DJ Moore, you have your yards after the catch guy. Can kind of do everything. Keenan Allen is your underneath player that's going to get open, convert on third and five, third and six. Jermaine Burton is interesting to me because I know there's off-the-field concerns, and he might go way later than this. But I don't know what you thought, Ryan. I thought on film at Georgia and then at Alabama, like, he is a premier deep threat. Like, he is super-duper talented. And if there weren't off-field concerns or character concerns, maturity concerns, whatever you want to call them, I feel like picking him at 75, if those were not on the table, you would almost run this pick to the podium just to get that down-the-field element. I know you drafted Tyler Scott last year from Cincinnati, but you lose Darnell Mooney. I think that's like the one part of this Bears offense that's kind of missing is that vertical threat.
Yeah, as you were talking, Sumer Sports put out their draft guide, and I just looked it up real quick, and they're stats heavy, and they use Stats Bomb, I think, to do the behind-the-scenes stats. The explosiveness ranking for Jermaine Burton, he's the number one among all wide receivers in this draft
class. Good down the field.
Average separation, he's the fifth, ranks fifth, which is pretty good. Average depth of target, he's first. So to your point, the numbers back up what you saw with your eyeballs, and that he's just smoking guys, consistently stacking these DBs. I'm fine with that. If we're just going solely on on-field production, and we don't know exactly what the off-field stuff is.
Yep.
So, man, you get an athletic deep threat who got better as the season went on, but that's only because Jalen Milroe got better as the season went on.
Yeah.
He was started making plays. All right, 122. Let's see what we got here.
Do you maybe want to lean offensive tackle because we were thinking that at nine?
I was just thinking Joe Alt. They don't have huge needs at offensive tackle, but I was thinking like Joe Alt. Okay, what do you do? They're pretty. They have Ryan Bates at center. Nate Davis, right guard, they like.
Yeah, I think their offensive line is fine, but you're right. Like, if certain offensive linemen fall, they have to probably consider it in the first round.
Their secondary is good.
Mm-hmm. The defense played well down the stretch last year.
Yeah, they did. So they got the edge rusher. So let's see. We'll just do best player available. All right, scroll down a little bit, Harry, here. Brandon, do we want to get a running back? They have DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert. Cam Hart, Andrew Phillips, Gabe Murphy, Johnny Wilson. Mm-hmm. I think Johnny Wilson may have to move to tight end.
Yeah, probably. Even though he held up in the ACC out wide, but I think in the NFL, like 6'7", 240, 250, probably a tight end.
Yeah, I don't know. That's want more when I watch him play. Yeah, I'm wide open here. I was going to say,
is there any position that stands out? Because you're right. Like, this is a team for having the first and the ninth pick. Obviously, they earned the ninth pick. It's not like, man, they have 50 different needs. Like, they don't have any defensive tackles. They don't have a good offensive line. And obviously, with Caleb Williams, you draft Burton. You have the other receivers that we mentioned.
Go to interior offensive line, Harry, just for fun. Let's see what we got there. So, Mahogany, Isaiah Adams, Bordellini. I'm sort of leaning towards someone like Bordellini, who has the versatility to play guard center, just in case, because you got to protect the face of the franchise and Caleb Williams. And they're to your point, their offensive line's in good shape, but they've had guys struggle with injury. Tevin Jenkins has struggled with injury. They've had guys go
very
down
quickly. Yeah. Yes, I agree. Very quickly, outside of Bordellini, what do you think of Laydon Robinson? I liked him a lot more than I thought on film, and I feel like it's a little bigger than Bordellini, not quite the athlete, but to me it is more of an easier transition to either play guard or maybe even be like a bigger center in the NFL.
Yeah, played right guard at Texas A&M. I'm looking at it now. I have to look things up because I'm so old. I had him early day three grade on him. I'm fine. Let's go that. We haven't taken him in any of these mock drafts.
I like Laydon Robinson.
Yeah, let's do Laydon Robinson here. So you get some depth on the inside. And those are the four picks for the Bears. It's pretty easy. Taylor, and the amazing thing is this Bears team actually is really good on paper. Ryan Poles done a great job building this roster. So you're struggling to pick 122 in a good way. That's what you want to see. So Caleb Williams goes first overall. Dallas Turner goes chalk at number nine, whether it's him or Jared Verse or even Latu, if you like him medically. And Jermaine Burton gives you that deep threat, one of the best deep ball receivers in college football last year. And then you round things out with some depth and then tier offensive line with Laydon Robinson out of Texas A&M. And Harry, I don't even have to wait for the draft to finish because we are done. That is a wrap on the Perfect Bears Draft Class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.